Michael Bolton reached superstar status in the late 80s with this song, How Am I Supposed to Live Without You? This and other Bolton songs were background music for a whole generation.
And somebody says, you know, I got married to this song, or somebody comes up to you, it's like a 20-something-year-old in Asia. We have a lot of 25-year-old, 26-year-old fans who basically grew up hearing my music all the time, but they were becoming young men and women. They were becoming who they are now.
And many of his fans are a little older, live overseas, and love American culture.
American music and American culture is surprising at first to be as predominant as it is. Everything from our genes to Coca-Cola, but primarily in my world, from music. It really just kind of, I think, destroys the barriers. Any barriers there are kind of removed by the musical connection.
That musical connection was especially strong on a tour through Asia.
China, amazing, you know, Beijing and Shanghai, screaming out, you know, emotionally screaming out, you know, your name while you're singing, and I, you know, tried to get as close to them as I could. Security's pretty tough there, you know, they're all in uniform there.
Michael Bolton would like to become an ambassador of sorts in the Middle East.
In the Arab world, I've been to Dubai, and I performed in Dubai, and I enjoyed that. I like to spend a little more time. I like to go to Egypt. And I like being part of breaking down barriers. Music does open a lot of doors for you to do things.
Now, Bolton has opened a new door in his career, an album of Frank Sinatra songs.
Linger there, touch your hair, and walk with me.
Sinatra really embraced the lyrics. He was all about understanding what the composer intended.
These little town blues come melting away.
Bolton says Sinatra's songs and the big band sound will never die.
Music that moves you and moves other people and has for, you know, 5-6 decades. Different generations are embracing what was my parents' music is now music that's pretty much selling and being embraced everywhere in the world.
It's up to you, New York.
And Michael Bolton will be touring just about everywhere in the world next year. All in all, he says, it has been a pretty good gig.
It's amazing. It really is. If you think about it, you know, when you're a kid and music is all you want to do, and it's your childhood dream, and it's your first passion. And 20 years later, you look back and, wow, I'm doing this. And 30 years later, you look back and you say, wow.
Time, love, and tenderness.